Mysteries. I read an interesting article about a stone which had been in the breastplate of the temple priests in Jerusalem. It seems when the Templars rescued Jerusalem, the priest took one of the stones from his breastplate and gave it to the Templars. Over the centuries, the stone had been passed down until it finally reached a lady at the end of the 20th century. These stones had been engraved with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. The lady considered selling the stone and got an agent in Israel for the sale. When he touched the stone, it lit up as if it had a light inside of it. It startled him and he couldn't believe what he saw. As the stone was being further examined, it was found it was engraved on the inside. It is said the most amazing thing is we don't even have the capability today of engraving a stone on the inside. When I say stone, I am talking about a gemstone. Where did the stone come from originally? Was it sent here by God, or perhaps some unknown advanced race? We may never know the answers to these questions. I for one am always fascinated by things like this. There are so many unexplained things in this world which are left over from ancient times that it boggles the mind. Writing inside of a stone is just one of many mysteries that present themselves to us. Something doesn't have to be all to be a mystery, and doesn't have to even be solid. It can be an event, very mysterious event. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. There is a program on the internet named Webbot. A bot is a piece of software which usually goes to sites on the internet gathering information. What makes Webbot different is that many people believe it can predict the future. How is this possible? First, let's figure out why it was created. It was created to predict stock market trends, but it has become something much more powerful according to a lot of people keep an eye on it. It monitors all different types of data on the internet and uses this data to decide what events will happen because of what the data states. Everybody agrees that this program is a sort of computer prophet. Some think the data is far too vague to be considered accurate, but this is the same charge that is leveled against predictions by Nostradamus. Some of the supposed predictions it made were of Hurricane Katrina, some earthquakes, and even a blackout. But even the devoted followers of this software have to admit it certainly was wrong when it predicted planet-wide devastation in 2012 because our Earth's magnetic fields would be reversed. It was also wrong when it predicted the US dollar would collapse in 2011. Is it a prophet or is it just a computer program? I'll let you decide. One of the greatest mysteries on the planet is what happened to the Ark of the Covenant. I assume everybody knows what I am talking about. It was the golden box that was carried by the Jews on the Exodus from Egypt. There have been all kinds of theories about what it was and where it ended up. Some believe the box manufactured the food the Jews ate 6 days out of the week and claimed it had to be recharged every seventh day. There are all kinds of legends about where the Ark landed up, but none of them seem to be true. It was said the Ark was in Ethiopia. But the problem with that is every Ethiopian church has a replica of the Ark of the Covenant. The funny part is most of them do not look like each other. One church that I know of has a building with a fence around it which supposedly houses the real Ark of the Covenant, and there is a priest assigned inside the fence who can never come out and is there to guard the Ark. And so could this be the original Ark? We may never know because no one is allowed in the building. One of the strangest things ever found was an ancient list of Sumerian kings. When we see lists of kings, for example Egyptian pharaohs, their reigns usually average somewhere between 20 and 40 years. This is not true with the Sumerian king list. We find dates showing some of these kings reigned for thousands of years. The Sumerians were very accurate in their record keeping, so why would they exaggerate on the king list? There are several theories about this. One states the Sumerians were ruled by aliens who had a much longer lifespan. Another states these dates are probably mistakes, but that doesn't seem possible due to the accuracy of everything else. And lastly, the third theory states somehow the kings lived for a very long time and perhaps had found the secret of longevity and kept it to themselves. The Romans were incredibly smart and probably the world's best engineers, and we have trouble rivaling them today. They invented a lot of things one would think would be impossible considering when they existed. For example, there was a cup which changed colors depending on how the light struck it, and for hundreds of years was a mystery object which nobody could seem to duplicate or understand. It turns out somehow the Romans worked with nanotechnology and scattered nano-size grains of gold and silver into the glass. We still don't know how they did this today. It is said they even invented unbreakable glass, glass you could bend into different shapes which would spring back to its original shape. It is said the inventor was very proud and sought an audience with the emperor. His request was granted, and Tiberius Caesar, seeing the glass could not be broken, ordered the inventor to be killed immediately. He believed that such glass would become more valuable than gold and silver and didn't want his treasures to become worthless. Historical mysteries will always exist. The older they get, the harder they are to solve. Some ancient races didn't even have writing, so there is no chance of finding records. We would love to know what happened to some races which just seem to disappear, but that may never happen. Take the cliff dwellers of Mesa Verde. They built their homes very high into the cliffs, and while we are not sure why, we think it was for protection from other tribes. It must not have been easy to build buildings which was several stories high on a cliff, where you probably had to climb down a rope and climb up on a ladder, because the structures were in sort of a cutout in the middle of the cliff. Historians would love to know more about these people and why they disappeared, but as years go by, it doesn't look very likely.